Catch the king of college football no matter where you go with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
Just getting started on a Thursday, the Chuck Oliver Show, all week, all year. It is all college football, and we're about to head out on the phones to a guest expert from ESPN that covers the Big 12, and I'm supposed to ask this individual, why Jalen Hurts choose OU? I should be fired if I have to ask that. Heisman Trophy 1, Heisman Trophy 2. I believe Oklahoma yesterday, when I saw the news that Jalen Hurts was heading to Norman, that the USFL is the only other entity I can ever think of that landed three straight Heisman Trophy winners, and I have to imagine that Jalen Hurts is trying to put OU in that stratosphere as well, and you look at quarterbacks with at least some similar skill sets, and Lincoln Riley's the guy dialing up the offense out there, so it made plenty of sense. I want to welcome on now, again, from ESPN, college football writer there for him, does a great job, ESPN.com. It is Jake Trotter. Jake, welcome. How you doing, brother?
Chuck, how you doing?
All right. At the risk of being fired, why did Jalen Hurts choose Oklahoma?
I think you laid it out. You look at the schools he was considering, Miami, Maryland. Those schools could not offer what Oklahoma can, and that is a chance to be a difference maker on the national stage again. You know, Oklahoma, I think, with Jalen Hurts at quarterback, has a chance to get to the playoff for the fourth time in 5 years. I think they have a chance to win a fifth consecutive Big 12 championship. And who knows? I mean, he might have a shot to play Alabama and show that, you know, he is the best quarterback in college football or one of them. So I think all of that, to me, you know, based on my reporting, outweighed the relationships that he had built with, you know, guys like Loxley at Maryland and you know, Enos at Miami. So you look at the track record with Lincoln Riley and transfer quarterbacks. I don't even know how it's even a decision at that point.
Continuing with Jake Trotter, get him on Twitter at Jake_Trotter. You know it's him because he's got a blue check. You can read him every day, ESPN.com. So, you know, me from the outside looking at Norman, Oklahoma, I don't understand how it can escape the administration there and Lincoln Riley about transfer quarterback, transfer quarterback, transfer quarterback. You were one of the first, if not the first, to break the story about Austin Kendall being blocked from transferring to West Virginia. What's the latest on that? And how can anybody associated with the OU football program actually want to block a quarterback from transferring?
Well, you could use the word irony. You might use a stronger adjective for it. But, you know, when you're pursuing a grad transfer quarterback, at the same time you're blocking your own quarterback from transferring as a graduate elsewhere, that's tough to defend. And, like, you know, listen, I get it that, you know, they play West Virginia – next season, they'll have to play them the year after that. They're in the same conference. But like I said, I mean, OU may play Alabama. You know, what's to stop Alabama from, you know, blocking Jalen Hurts from going to OU, a team that they might have to deal with in the college football playoff? The fact that Oklahoma, you know, with Baker Mayfield, basically got the Big 12 to change its rules on walk-on transfers in the conference and then retroactively applied it to Baker so that he would have that 2018 season back, or 2017 season back, which, oh, by the way, he won the Heisman and OU went to the playoff as a result of that. So it was a very difficult position to defend, and I think by the end of the day, it was indefensible, and Oklahoma's hand was forced to relent on that.
Continuing with Jake Trotter again from ESPN.com, let's go a little further south. Shane Buechele, I thought that the kid was going to win the job before the 2018 season. I was wrong about that, and Tom Herman and Ellinger, they certainly showed why, you know, Tom Herman made that decision back in August. But the kid can play. Do you think he's actually going to transfer, and do you have any guess where maybe he lands?
Yeah, I think he's going to transfer. You know, Ellinger, clearly the guy there. And Ellinger always kind of fit what Tom Herman wanted, which was a dual-threat quarterback, a guy that could run the ball. I mean, you look what he did with JT Barrett at Ohio State. So it was always going to be the better fit. And it was just a question of, you know, Ellinger eliminating mistakes and being more consistent, which he clearly was this year. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the country this past season. I've heard SMU with Buechele. You know, I think that as of today, is the most likely destination for him, just right up the road. I-35 there would make a lot of sense. They need a quarterback now because Ben Hicks went to Arkansas, the quarterback they had last season. So, he might have other options that pop up now that he's in the portal. I think he appeared in the portal about like 9 a.m. today. There'll be other options for him, I would assume, because everybody's looking for quarterbacks these days. But as of today, SMU was probably the favorite for him.
Last thing for you, Jake. If we look at the landscape, like give me a bird's eye of the Big 12, because I see the new coaching staff, from Utah State there in Lubbock. I see the new coaching staff from Hollywood up at Kansas. Might we see a changing of the playing personality of the conference with Les Miles and Matt Wells and maybe some of the changing, dynamics of the offense there?
Yeah, it's going to be really weird next year. We basically half the conference is new. We have a lot of new quarterbacks in the league. So it's going to be a lot of fun, with Klieman at Kansas State and Wells at Tech, Neil Brown at West Virginia. And obviously Les is going to shake it up at KU as well. So I think it's going to be fun. It might take, a month or so in a conference play to kind of get a feel for how these other teams are going to play, how competitive they're going to be. For the most part, to me, West Virginia, K-State, and Texas Tech are completely wild cards. I have no idea how good any of those teams are going to be. They've got some strengths, but also a lot of weaknesses off last season. And then can they finally be competitive? And to me, it's not even about being competitive at KU right now. Like, can they get a little bit of interest in that program?
Yeah.
I've been up to, Lawrence a couple times in the last 5 years for games. I remember I was at a TCU-Kansas game in 2014, the year TCU had Trevon Boykin and almost went to the playoff. I could count the number of people in the stadium who were there in the stands. It was like 326 people in the stadium at kickoff. It was like a poorly attended high school game. So I from that perspective, I understand why they hired Les, because they've got to get some excitement, some juice back in the program before they can do anything else.
Yeah, that's the kind of crowd where afterwards, the school always announces, well, people were still filing in. They were at the concession stands. They were at the bathroom.
I think they announced an attendance of like 12,000 that game. I was like, there's not even like 150 of that many people.
Oh, they outsourced it to the NBA, their attendance dollars.
Right.
That's outstanding. Jake, appreciate the time, brother. Thank you for coming on.
Okay, we'll see you later.
All right, Jake Trotter again from ESPN.com. Going to head out to the phones now. Our first caller, Justin from Lake City, Florida, wants to talk a little UF. Justin, welcome to the show. How you doing today?
Hey, Chuck. How you doing? I'm a longtime listener. I've been listening to you for 3 years. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the upward trend of UF. It seems like it's starting to feel like it did back in the years of Urban Meyer with UF. I'm really excited where we're going.
Well, Justin, I appreciate the phone call, and you should be. And if you say that it's starting to remind you of the days back with Urban Meyer, it should, because of what's going on in Athens and what I think is about to go on in Knoxville. This is the funny thing there. You just had about I'm going to go back, and this is, I promise, folks, no disrespect to the 2010 South Carolina Gamecocks team. That was a really solid, well-put-together ball club. But they weren't going to win a conference championship, and we all know why. They just didn't have that level of talent throughout the entire depth chart. But the 2012 Georgia team was a national championship caliber squad. And there were a lot of good things about the 11 team, but the 2012 team really could have won the title. Until Georgia got back to the national championship game 13 months ago, the East was there, which Treyon Harris will tell you, oh, yeah, I'll testify. Gary Pinkel, yeah, I'll testify. Everybody in the East will testify that you had about, except for the 12 team in Athens, you had about a 6 or 7 year window where it was wide open and nobody could really put a hammer lock on it. If you're saying this reminds you of what it was about 10 years ago, that's about the best news any Florida fan could hear. Because it's such a contradiction between what you would expect. Because if you look back 10 years ago, what were you dealing with? Two other Godzillas in your own division. And remember that this has been a pendulum between the East and the West in the Southeastern Conference. If you do go back, you had Auburn, their pop-up in 04 when they had the undefeated season. And they were really, really good in 05 and even in 06. But they were never at that level, year in, year out. They were always really, really good. But you had Tennessee for the most part from, I'll say mid-90s, early 90s. They were borderline great almost every season, talent-wise and challenge-wise. Florida, they were. Ron Zook was a little bit of a curveball there. And I saw things work against Ron Zook coach teams in at Florida that didn't work against anyone else. Tennessee had you know what everybody does right before halftime? Just the blind heave into the end zone. And it's either overthrown out the back of the end zone or there's nine guys in the end there, but somebody tips it out. It worked against Florida. So that other than those 3 years with Ron Zook, Florida fans got used to being great. And I'll take that all the way back to the first SEC championship that Spurrier won that he wasn't allowed to keep. So anybody else, Justin, Gator fan, any other Gator fan, what he said, that should be the number one item on your wish list. That it's starting to remind me of how it was 10 years ago, even though Tennessee was Godzilla and Georgia was Godzilla. Because I see that exact same thing happening in all three of those cities. And Florida is not even honestly set with what they want at quarterback yet. That Felipe Franks, you know, we talked yesterday about the big difference following that Missouri game, and he was fantastic. What was it, 8 touchdowns, no interceptions, following the Mizzou game when Kyle Trask went in? But he still isn't the answer. It's Emory Jones.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379.
Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Like you, I'm a big sports enthusiast, and I want my gear to shine like new. That's why it's clean with Simple Green, the concentrated cleaner that's perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new again. Try it today. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. Visit us at SimpleGreen.com. Simple Green,
Simple Green. This is James Laura, managing partner of Alexander Shannara & Associates. As a fan of college football, you know the Southeast is filled with teams who excel at and are serious about their craft. The same can be said about our firm's legal team. With offices in 5 states, including Atlanta, Georgia, our local teams of all-star attorneys are here to serve you. Whether you've been involved in a motor vehicle accident or hurt by a defective product or drug, at Alexander Shannara & Associates, we prove it. Visit us online today at alexandershannara.com.